Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It's the story of the day, but there's a lot of stories, but this is the biggie. We've been talking about it for over a year, and now it finally goes down, despite Pete Carroll telling us just a few days ago, they're not trading Russell Wilson. Guess what? The Seattle Seahawks did indeed trade Russell Wilson today to the Denver Broncos. Now, Denver, of course, was looking for a quarterback. They had their eye on Aaron Rodgers and on Russell Wilson. They end up with Wilson, and they gave up a haul for him. Seattle ends up getting Drew Lock, the so-so quarterback out there in Denver. Tight end Noah Fant, who's promising. Defensive lineman Shelby Harris, another starter. 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and a 5th-round pick. For Russell Wilson and a 4th-round draft pick. Rob Parker, your thoughts?
First, I want to say I told you that that was the best thing for Seattle to do. That they had too many holes.
You told me.
Yeah, that it didn't make sense to keep them. No, it didn't make sense to keep them. That you had to make a trade.
You saying that like that was definitively the right thing to do.
It was.
That's still just your opinion.
No, I know, but your opinion was to get rid of Pete Carroll. And I was like, no, it ain't Pete Carroll.
My opinion was correct.
No, it wasn't. Your opinion was wrong. Because ownership did what I said. Because they weren't going to win just by having Russell Wilson every year. The team was just too many holes, too many things needed to be fixed. So they made the right decision, and they did what they were supposed to do. They got a haul to reestablish that team, to rebuild it. I love what Seattle did. It doesn't mean that Russell Wilson's a bum or he can't play, and Denver just believes that they have what they need. And all they need is a quarterback, so they gave up everything. And with the idea, maybe they think they're the Rams, and they can just win a Super Bowl because they feel like they're that close and they're willing to give up draft picks down the road. And if you can win a Super Bowl by doing that, then you did the right thing. But I'm just saying, Seattle did the right thing. You don't give away a quarterback like a Russell Wilson. You make sure you get a haul that's going to help reestablish your franchise. And they decided to stick with Pete Carroll and what he's doing and go forward. I think everybody wins in this. Russell Wilson had been bellyaching about Seattle and wanting to move on, and I think it's the right decision. I think it was smart.
The Seattle Seahawks let the wrong man go. If it was really a case of Russell or Pete, then Pete should be packing his bags. All right, because Russell Wilson is the one who's synonymous with their winning. Pete Carroll was there before Russell Wilson, wasn't winning anything. Pete Carroll was in the NFL before Russell Wilson, wasn't winning anything. I'm not talking about USC. I'm not talking about college. I'm talking about the pros. And I just don't agree with giving. They did get a haul. I'll give you that. They got a lot. We'll see what they do with it. But I don't agree with giving up a Hall of Fame quarterback who's still in his prime, got a lot of good years left in him. Because guess what they're going to try to get with all those draft picks? Another Russell Wilson. That's what they're going to try to do. And this notion that they're horrible, I'm not saying they didn't have work to do, but this is the first year or the second in Wilson's tenure, that they didn't make the playoffs. And that was, in some part at least, in large part, because he was injured. But they won 12 games a year ago, or, you know, two seasons ago. 11 the year before, 10, 9, 10, 10, 12, 13 in a Super Bowl, 11. Just because they didn't win more than one Super Bowl doesn't mean it wasn't a successful run. What you want, very, very few teams win more than one Super Bowl in a decade. But you want sustained relevancy. You want sustained playoff runs where year in, year out, you're one of those teams we're talking about. You're one of those teams that has a chance. And that's where Seattle was with Russell Wilson. We'll see where they go from here. No guarantee with all those draft picks that they'll get back to that. I think they would have been that with Russell, but that's fine. I like it. Even though I don't think it was the right move, I like it because it makes things even more interesting. And Denver now is going to be a force to be reckoned with. Not predicting that they win the AFC next year. It's going to be tough. AFC is no joke. But they have one of the top defenses in the league, third in scoring defense. Love this young running back, Javonte Williams. Nice receiving core. They lose Font, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton there. They got a nice squad. And so we'll see what Russell can do with it. But that division is going to be fireworks, the AFC West, Rob. Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, and Justin Herbert. That's going to be something else, man. So, hey, I'm happy because it's more exciting, even if I disagree with Seattle's move.
Yeah, I think Seattle just decided that it's time to make a move, especially when you have a quarterback who was bellyaching about being there. And I just think at some point you gotta move on. It's okay. A lot of great quarterbacks have finished their careers elsewhere. We talk about it all the time. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre. It's the nature of the game. So it does happen more so than not. I think Seattle did the right thing here in moving forward. They don't have, Chris, you're right. They did in the past, had a good team and were able to win. I don't feel the same way that you felt about them, that they were just going to bounce back. And I think that's why they eventually decided to move forward. And if you can get a haul, it's hard to get trades in the NFL where you really get a haul. And they got one. Now, you're right. Will they be looking for a quarterback? Sure they will. There's no guarantee, but you never know. You could wind up finding a quarterback or a situation to get a stopgap until you can draft that guy. But I love what Seattle did.
What are your thoughts on Denver? I mean, obviously that AFC is to heck their division.
Well, they just felt like
tough.
They had no choice in that. They had no quarterback, and in that division with all the teams, without having a quarterback, they weren't going to be able to compete, no matter how good their defense was. And it was good. It didn't get them to the playoffs. That tells you that you needed a little bit more. And in that division with all those other quarterbacks and gunslingers, now they could at least compete there. It doesn't give them the division by any stretch of the imagination. They still might not make the playoffs.
Oh, no, because Kansas City is, arguably the best team in AFC. You know, so, yeah, they still got a lot of work to do. But they were tough last year, a tough 7-10. I mean, if you can say that. But they didn't have a quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater, so-so. Drew Lock, so-so. And now they'll have Russell Wilson. So it's on Russ now, Rob. You got the defense. You got some receivers. He's had receivers. And you got a running game, and they've had a running game. What they didn't really have lately in Seattle was the defense. And now they'll have that, and we'll see if indeed they let Russ cook in Denver.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
And speaking of those deals, we just talked about Russell Wilson and him going to Denver last hour. I think they become an elite team. And Aaron Rodgers, really no surprise to us, Rob, but he does stay put in Green Bay. We don't know the terms yet. It was reported initially it was a four-year, $200 million deal. But Rodgers himself took to Twitter to debunk that. He said, hey, everyone, just wanted to clear some things up. Yes, all caps, I will be playing with the Packers next year. However, reports about me signing a contract are inaccurate, as are the supposed terms of the contract I signed. I'm very excited to be back year 18. So we'll see. It'll come out sooner or later, Rob, what his contract is.
Yeah, but you know,
but I'm sure it's in that ballpark.
Absolutely. That ballpark. We've seen players do this, Chris, where they kind of poo-poo it, you know, the reports, and then it's really close.
Right. It's not exact, so you can go out there.
You can say that, right. It's not really exactly right. But we know the people who do this kind of reporting, Chris, are in the know. They're not just throwing numbers out. Do you know what I mean? Like, they got a feel for it. So
And remember, we heard, a week or two ago, or I guess 2 weeks ago, that Rodgers wanted something around $50
million. Right.
And so, you know, it's certainly in that ballpark. I want to throw this to you, Rob. Do you think this was the right deal for the Packers? I've talked about, Ephraim Salam's talked about, you know, Rodgers is obviously great. There's no denying that. But they haven't been able to not only not win a Super Bowl, but even get to one in the last 11 years. And now they're paying him roughly $50 million a year. And he's 37, 38 years old. Do you think this is the right move by the Packers?
Absolutely. He's 37 or 38 and won back-to-back MVP. Sure. All they need to do in the next 3 or 4 years is win a Super Bowl. That's the goal.
He's 38. Yeah, he's 38. Yeah,
that's the goal, to win a Super Bowl. If they can win a Super Bowl in the next 3 or 4 years, I think everybody in Green Bay will be happy, and you can kind of move on and close the chapter on that. So in that division, they own it. We talked about it before. The Lions are bad, and then you got the Vikings starting over with a new coach. When I say starting over, you know, new philosophy and all that. And so with the Bears. So the division is there for the taking. In the NFC, they don't have nearly as many great quarterbacks in the NFC now. Right. If you want to say Stafford with the Rams, and who else am I going to?
Murray, you know, there's still some questions about him. Obviously, Wilson's gone. Brady's gone. Dak is not elite.
Right.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying.
Good,
like,
but yeah, no, it, no, right.
Like,
right,
like it, it makes total sense for Green Bay. And in this deal, actually, the new contract helped them, Chris, salary cap wise.
Right, right.
It alleviated some room. It allowed them to get Devontae Adams sign him. So it works all the way around. Sure, they have other things to do, but that's why you have a front office to maneuver and make some cuts here and bring some players in there. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. We talked about this before. I never saw him leaving, Chris. I never saw him leaving. I know there was always talk about him, and some people don't think it's that he never wanted to wear another uniform. And, you know, you've heard other players say that, but I believed it with Aaron Rodgers. I really didn't think he was so open. Yeah, he was mad at the organization. Yeah, that offseason where he just went berserk and talked a lot and made people, like, you know, say he was a queen diva because he was so unhappy and voiced it publicly. But I think that it is important for him to stay in that organization. And it just makes total sense. I was not surprised by the announcement today.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised either. I mean, I fully expected this. I don't know that I buy that he just was adamant about remaining a Packer for his entire career. I think he would have been open to going elsewhere, but I think he was smart. I mean, Rob, look, Russell Wilson, God bless him, he's a great quarterback, but it ain't going to be easy out there in the AFC. We talked about it, AFC West, and you even said it. They're not guaranteed a playoff spot. That's how tough it is out there. And Aaron Rodgers, he could not have gotten into a better situation, Rob. He literally could not have gotten into a better situation. The teams in the AFC that he was looking at, reportedly, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Denver. Three teams that if they get Aaron Rodgers or if they had gotten a Russell Wilson, as Denver did, would become elite, would be in the Super Bowl conversation right away. And yet, I don't think they would have had a better chance, and they certainly would have had a tougher road than Green Bay. Green Bay has it. They got the best receiver arguably in the league. They got one of the top 2-3 quarterbacks in the league. They've got a top defense. They've got a good coach. They got a good run game. Like, they have it all. And as you said, the NFC has gotten worse. The NFC has lost two of its top quarterbacks, Rob. And San Francisco, again, question marks at the quarterback. I think they'll be good, but they got question marks on paper, at least, at the quarterback spot. Arizona's got controversy going on. And so Green Bay, the division is theirs. And Dallas, I mean, we talk about it. There's always
we talk about Dallas for 25
right.
years.
It's a
soap opera. Same story, exactly.
Until they get it done, you can't believe necessarily that they're going to get it done. So for Rodgers, Rob, absolutely the right move. For the Packers, and you know I've been on Rodgers, you got to get it done in the playoffs. He's not that guy in the postseason, at least not the last decade, that he's been in the regular season. Even Rob, with all that, and I'm even going to say this, Even if the Packers don't win the Super Bowl. And to me, that's one of the most intriguing storylines out there, is now watching Aaron Rodgers' quest to get his second Super Bowl ring. That's a huge storyline that we'll all be talking about until he gets it or until he retires. Even if he doesn't get it, Rob, I'm going to be honest, I think it was still the right move on the Packers' part.
They had no other choice. They had no other choice because Jordan Love.
They could have started over.
Nah.
I mean, Seattle started over.
They don't believe they don't believe in Jordan Love.
I totally agree. But I'm just saying, the point I'm making is this. Yeah, we all talk about winning that ring and winning the Super Bowl, and that's the end all be all. And if you don't get it, we talk like it was a failed season. And in some cases it was. But Rob, just like I said about Seattle, there's something to be said about being relevant every single year, about being in the hunt every single year, about getting to the playoffs virtually every single year. The Packers, Rob, what is it now? I don't know, 35 years or so? They've had two of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And they got two Super Bowls. But you know what? Still, it's still not a failure. I mean, we can say, and I do believe, you think, man, you should have more than two. But still, they've been relevant. They've been in the hunt. They've been one of those flagship teams that we talk about every year.
John Elway played.
Yeah, there you go.
John Elway played his whole career. And he didn't win till his final 2 years.
Right.
I mean, his
and
final
he got
two,
to a lot. He's obviously
no, but I'm just
five,
saying. But he won the winner at that point.
Right.
And it wasn't until his last 2 years of winning those two Super Bowls that it changed how people finally looked at John Elway. I'm just saying, like,
and he
so
was
you
a
never
winner,
know.
But he was viewed as, you know, he was viewed as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, and this is my point. It'll be disappointing. We will be critical. I will be critical if they don't get it done in these next 3 or 4 years. But if they're in the hunt, 13-4, 12-5, 11-6, making the playoffs, NFC title game here or there, maybe get to a Super Bowl but lose, whatever. To me, Rob, it'll be worth it because you're still giving your fan base what they want is to be in the hunt. And to
be there. If you have a backup plan and you really believe in it, then you could have pulled the trigger, and it wouldn't be now, Chris. You would have pulled the trigger draft night when Denver wanted him, right? You could have gotten basically the haul that Seattle got probably on draft night a couple years ago, but they didn't want to make that move because they weren't ready to do that. So I'm with you. I mean, you're still in the hunt. The NFC is wide open, and there's a good chance that you could wind up again in the NFC Championship game with a chance to win and move on. And that's all you need to do. If they can just win one Super Bowl in the next 4 years, it will be better than when Brett Favre was there. He won, what, one
right.
and lost
have
one?
2-1. Yep.
It would be 2-1. And if Aaron were to win again, and it would be 2-0, and then that would be it. You look at most franchises and a lot of great quarterbacks. Russell Wilson was there in Seattle all those years. They won one. They went to two. They won one. It ain't
Peyton
that easy.
Peyton Manning won one.
Right.
Until,
won one.
You know, then he goes to
and
Denver.
And then the last year when he goes to Denver.
With,
he,
right.
But he wasn't even, Chris, he was due for 95 yards in that Super Bowl.
Right.
Like,
the
it had nothing to do
with
him.
He was phenomenal in Denver. And there
win.
Were some.
Right.
They didn't win it. They got there once, but they didn't win it. He won it as an also-ran, so to speak. But that he's
he won
got
it twice.
Two.
He
but
won
the
it
point,
twice.
Other than Brady, Rob, nobody's like racking up a ton of Super Bowl rings at quarterback. And so if Rodgers can get to, that would be huge for him. And I mean, there's no excuse, Rob, because they have everything. There's really
but they
no
don't
excuse.
Have a special teams, and if they don't fix
well,
that,
they, right.
they're not
going to
win anything.
Shame on them.
They had
shame
last place.
Them.
They were last place in special teams, Chris,
right.
and it came to bite them.
Yep, but they should be able to straighten that out.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Until then, and this might be a guy, it'll be interesting to see if anybody trashes him, because he responded to being trashed, I guess you could say. And it's Russell Westbrook I'm talking about, the point guard for the LA Lakers, who is having a troubled season, to say the least.
Could have never imagined it being this bad, Chris. When we thought it wasn't a fit.
We knew it wouldn't be good. But
right.
We didn't think
it was going to be this. I'm serious. Nobody did.
And last night after their loss to San Antonio without LeBron James and Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook was asked. Now, I think it's important to know he didn't just bring this up unsolicited.
But his wife was on social media.
The weekend,
right.
Yeah, was on Twitter, basically lamenting the situation and how Russell's being criticized and called out of his name. He's called Russell Westbrook, particularly by our good friend Skip Bayless, but others as well, Westbrook. And she actually got into it with Skip on Twitter, just going back and forth. But Russell was asked, but she also, Rob, says they've gotten death wishes.
Now, right there, Chris, that's ridiculous. Basketball.
Unacceptable.
I will never stand up for anything like that. But I will stand up for a right for commentators and writers to be creative and come up with little nicknames, even if it's not that flattering. I don't believe that's crossing the line. Obviously, right. If it's, she shouldn't even put that out there. If that's really what's going on, Chris, you should check in with the authorities, report it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like, and maybe she did. We don't know.
I'm just saying, but to put that out there in the public, just go to the police with that and try to find out who's doing that and open an investigation. But
well, here's Russ, Rob, and here's what he said, and then we'll comment.
I can no longer allow people, you know, for example, Westbrook to me is now shaming. Like, it's shaming my name. It's my legacy for my kids. It's a name that means more, not just to me, but to my wife, to my mom, my dad, the ones that kind of paved the way for me. And that's just one example, man. That kind of hit myself and my wife in a place where it's not great, man. And a lot of times, you know, I let it slide, but it's now trying to put a stop to that and put it on notice.
All right, Rob, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Chris. I think this is the most overblown nothing that I've ever heard. And now it's like his name, it's the legacy and his kids and all that. This is what you sign up for when you become a public figure. It just is, Chris, whether you like it or not. There are people who can go overboard or say something that's out of bounds. But Westbrook, I'm sorry, is a clever little play on it. He's not shooting the ball well. That's what you call a brick when the player doesn't put up a good shot. It's just a playing off of that term, which has been used forever. Oh, he's shooting bricks tonight. He's a bricklayer. You know, all that. And it just fit. Westbrook. To go out, and as you said, it was his wife who put it out on Twitter, and it was right by the
and
reporters,
he's
Chris.
His wife, obviously.
Right. And the reporters are right to ask. It's in public, out there. Right. They have to ask the question about it. That's why it was brought up. But I don't understand the notion that damage is being done to his legacy or his kids or whatever by some people. I just think sometimes you should ignore some of that and not add fuel to the fire. And in this case, that's what I think it is. Let people say whatever they want. You have a good life. You're one of the NBA's top 75. Yes, you're having a bad year. You're going to be in the Hall of Fame. This was a bad situation coming back home to Los Angeles. I get it. It's embarrassing, Chris, and you can imagine how he feels. It's embarrassing that you finally get to come home to play for a storied franchise, and you're the problem. That's whether it's fair or not, that's how it comes across. You're the problem because you're new, and it ain't working out. But I don't know when he says he's not going to stand for it anymore, what he can do, because I don't know exactly what he can do. I don't think he has any. He can't do anything.
And if he tries, he's going to make it worse. Like last night, he said something to a fan. That's one fan. What about when the entire arena, you're at the free throw line in the play-in, you know, throwing that out there if they get there, and they're chanting, Westbrook! Westbrook,
is he going to ask for them to throw him out? Right. I want all these fans out. I want all of them out.
Right. Like, there's nothing you can do. So for him to say, I'm just going to start addressing, that was wrong. Now, let me go here, Rob. obviously, as you said, death wishes stop it, fans. I mean, that's
ridiculous.
Crossing the line. Yes. And nobody should have to deal with that. He also talked, Robin, we didn't hear it on the clip, about his son. And you brought it up briefly. You know, his son, they went to a PTA meeting, him and his wife. Shout out to him for that. That's good. You know, not a lot of men going to PTA meetings, so that was good. But he said his son was so proud of, according to the teachers, of his last name, Westbrook. And she said he's writing it all over the place, and he's so proud that he's a Westbrook and all that. And that's what he used, Rob, to say, so this Westbrook stuff has to stop. I would say, and you hit it on the head first, public job, public career. You and I get criticized.
Every day.
You handle it however you want.
Yep.
You can not look at it. You can block people as you do. You can go back at them.
I don't go back at people, right. I just let it be.
It is a part of the job. And we got to keep it real, Rob. The guy who, and Skip even said this, I was on Undisputed with him and Shannon today. He didn't know, and I was asking people, did Skip create what Westbrook? Because obviously he uses it a lot, and he's the most prominent person to use it. But he didn't know. He said, I've been saying it for years. I don't know if I created it. But, you know, he was certainly one of the first people to say it publicly. And Skip himself, Rob, said he's gotten death threats. He said when he went to the finals in Miami against Oklahoma, remember that, 2012, that ESPN actually had him have police escorts.
No, I don't.
Because he had gotten death threats and they thought it was that serious. So
we've had other
figures,
other guys, yes, who have had to have security and different things.
Politicians, Chris, entertainers, actors, there have been radio hosts, whatever you are.
There have been radio hosts who have been killed outside their station. You know what I mean?
Right.
And crazy people who take the show so serious. So we get that there's a real threat sometimes out there.
But to your point, it just comes with the job. If you just want to hoop, to take the some sentiment from Kevin Durant, I just want to hoop, then just go hoop at the Y. Nobody will write stories about you. Nobody will talk about you on TV and radio. You'll just be able to hoop. And you guess what? You won't get $40 million a year either.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I so that's part of it. You're in a public profession. But I would say this about his son, Rob, because that was heart-tugging. And I believe, you know, my dad to me was Superman when I was growing up, mm-hmm, right? And I think it actually could be harder on a child, maybe particularly a boy, but maybe any child, to hear criticism about your dad, even more than criticism about yourself. Like, look, we all grew up. You get teased. People make fun of you. You might have a funny nickname people throw at you, you know, certainly at times, right? It's just a part of growing up. You get in fights, all that. But I never heard anything bad about my dad. Like, you know, people just dogging my father. I never heard that. But I can imagine if I had, it would have really been like, what? Like deflating, because that's your dad and he means everything to you, at least in my situation and a lot of them. But I think what Westbrook has to do is sit down with his son, Rob, and use this as a teaching moment. You know, son, I play basketball for a living. You know, daddy's famous and millions of people watch me. Some love me and some hate me.
Right. And that's fine. And that's fine.
You know, and they call me Westbrook. And look, I don't let it bother me. And you don't ever let it bother you if anybody says that to you. You are a Westbrook and we are proud of our name. We come from this and that and we've done this and that. And don't you ever let anybody make you ashamed of your name. Use it as a teaching moment.
Right.
Rob, what we used to say growing up, I don't know if they say it nowadays because people are so sensitive.
Sticks and stones.
Right. I think they've forgotten that. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
We all said that, Chris, because we all went to school and we all got teased. I just don't know of anybody. Nobody was perfect. I don't care what kid it was, Chris.
Right.
There would be something that the kids would pick on you, right?
Absolutely.
At least
occasionally, sometimes, yep, here or there, and it's just a part of life. So I get it. It's sad if indeed, and he didn't say that his kid has been challenged people calling him Westbrook and all that. But if it happens, I mean, get out in front of it. And just like any other kid who's, you know, teased, you got to talk to him. And, you know, it can make him stronger. But the bottom line, Rob, is it comes with the territory. And Westbrook just has to accept that.
I just think guys are way too sensitive. I get it, Chris. There's more media, there's more stuff, social media, fans and all that have a voice and a platform. So, yes, but it does come with the job. And we talked about it before when Trump was president. I mean, he was bombarded every day, Chris.
Every single day. Networks just dedicated
every
to
day.
Ripping.
Yeah, every day.
And then Biden, same thing, or Obama, same thing.
Like, exactly, Obama.
Look at the Obama children growing up. You got to talk to them. They got to deal with stuff. You're right.
They couldn't even, Chris? They didn't. He wasn't born here. How many times did they have to go through that story? He wasn't born here. He was born in Kenya.
And I get it, Rob. Like you said, look, social media is every fan now has a bullhorn, right? Every knucklehead out there can go on social media and rip you. Out there, TV, we talked about TV talk shows, radio shows like ours. It is ubiquitous. It is hard to get away from. I get it. And it can be challenging. But if you're not up to the job, then don't take the job.
Right.
I mean, if you're not, and this is what I've been saying about Ben Simmons, right? Like, if you're not up to the task of being booed, being criticized, being challenged, then maybe it's not the job for you, as great as you may be at that sport. I think it is the job for you, but you just got to understand this is a part of the job.
And you have to be able to fight through it and always believe in yourself and what you're doing. It's not about, you just said it. The sticks and stones thing we used to say when we were kids is you still have to believe in yourself, Chris, no matter what. If somebody goes on Twitter and rips you or whatever it is or rips me, you know what you're doing. I know we've been doing this for a long time. And everybody, I get it. Everybody's not going to agree with me. Not everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, Rob's the best. He always says everything that I like and I agree with him. It doesn't work out like that. And it's okay. It's all right.
And some people, Rob, you have to know either what type of person you are. Like, there, you don't have to look. Players, athletes, spouses of athletes, parents of athletes, you don't have to be on social media.
No.
Or certainly not like on it all day, every day, like looking, checking everything that's said about your son or your husband or whoever it may be. You don't have to do it.
Why put yourself through that? Why put yourself through it?
There have been tests done to show and prove that social media can lead to depression, anxiety, and just with regular people, with teenagers.
Trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Right.
You don't have the latest sneakers. You don't have this. Everybody's showing you this fake life.
Yep.
And you're feeling like you're missing out on all that stuff.
Imagine if you're constantly seeing negative stuff and you're a celebrity, you're famous and everybody's doing it. Like some of y'all just need to get off of it. Real talk. And maybe not get off of it completely, but just not pay attention. Don't look at all that stuff. That's one reason. Like, look, Rob, everybody rips Kevin Durant and all this. And some of it's justifiable for sure. But I give him he's able to go and look at all that stuff and really not let it affect his game.
No, that's for sure.
You know, like he takes it and he responds. I don't care if he responds. That's his right. And he goes out there and plays. And it sounds like Westbrook had the right attitude, right? Like he said, look, I've let it bounce off me. I never paid attention. That's how you should be. Now you're going to really try to go at everybody that says Westbrook? Rob, I don't know. I mean, is it a kinder, gentler society now? I don't know. But I can imagine that a lot of fan bases, Rob, might take this and run with it.
Yeah, I would have definitely, because you put it out there and you let it know it gets under your skin. So you're right, Chris, from here on out, that might be the chant every time, especially on the road, right, that he's going to hear that.
Yep.
He's let everybody know that that's a sore spot.
In a playoff, I mean, who knows if they'll be in the playoffs or whatever, but in a playoff series, Rob, a close game, you don't think fans will go there? Shoot.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.